This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, repair cafes or repair fairs where we could take our things to be repaired by volunteers are springing up all over Hertfordshire. You'll find them in Hertford, in Hitchin, in Stevenage, in Croxley Green, in St Albans and many more places. And now, thanks to the efforts of Sustainable South West Heart CIC, you'll find one in Watford too. To tell us more about this new addition to the Repair Cafe family, let's hear from Anna Addison of Sustainable South West Heart CIC. Anna, I really appreciate you taking the time to join me on Environment Matters today. And congratulations on getting one more repair cafe up and running in Hertfordshire, this time in Watford. I mean, it must be quite hard work getting a repair cafe off the ground. So I just wondered why you think it's worth the effort. Why is it important?
Well, I think it's important for three reasons. And I think the first and most exciting of those is we've been absolutely amazed by the amount of interest across the Watford community when we started mentioning this in a public forum. We have been inundated by volunteers. We've been inundated by people offering to make cake, very important task. We've been inundated by people that want things repaired that can no longer find people to repair their item, no matter what it may be, in Watford. And one would think Watford is the place where there's lots of people and things that can be repaired, but not for many items. The skill set, or there's no financial reason for those things to be repaired. So that care is gone. But therefore, going to the sort of the strategic reason, maybe the overarching reason, is it comes down to the fact that we waste an awful lot at the moment. If we thought about how much we waste now, how disposable our society is, that should really worry us all, because we're paying for landfill, we're wasting the energy to mine new materials. So from the whole cradle to grave of a product, there is a lot of waste. So why waste any more? For a simple repair, sometimes it's as simple as changing a fuse or maybe putting a few stitches in can make things last longer. And I think the middle reason in the middle of that is just the enjoyment of the community it creates and a local level. We are already, I would think, in the volunteers for the Repair Cafe, a little repair community. We're all supporting each other. We had a test event and all the electricians and the sewing guys were powwowing together about how to repair things. And there's that connections that you're making across the local community, which just make people have a better mental health, I think, as well. So there's lots of strings to the Repair Cafe's bow.
Oh, you do paint a very good picture of repair cafes there. It does sound absolutely wonderful. Now, you mentioned the fact that you felt that actually for a lot of items there weren't the opportunities to have things repaired. And I just wondered how you thought repair cafes sort of sat within the sort of repair economy. I mean, things like repairing bicycles, we do have bike shops that will repair bicycles. Are you not worried you might be taking them out of business, or do you think they sort of serve a different need?
I think they serve a different and a complementary need. So bicycles, actually, you've chosen the best example. So one of our repairers is from Drop Bar Bike Mechanics, a local bike repair place. And one of the things that they find is a lot of people, and we know this from speaking to other local bike shops, some people are put off going to bike shops because they're worried they're going to be taken advantage of. It's a quick fix they should be able to do by themselves at home, which is not really worth the bike shop doing. So the purpose of the repair cafe is to say to people, no parts will be replaced, particularly on bikes, because there are plenty of businesses out there. But it's to give people confidence that when they go to the bike shop, they know what's the problem with the bike. Or alternatively, they come up and say, I really want to change these brake pads myself. I know I've got it, can do them. I've got the brake pads. How do I do this? And it's a part of it is therefore that training people so they can maintain and repair their own items. And that's something that local bike shops don't do. There is not training courses on that. So that bike maintenance piece comes into that package. And I think the second part to that is we have chosen quite deliberately not to do any mobile phone repairs at all, categorically. If you walk down Watford High Street, you can get your mobile phone repaired in probably at least 20 different venues. There is no point us trying to do that because then we're taking local business. So we've been quite careful in what we've chosen that we're willing to repair.
Okay. So those things that you're willing to repair, what are they then?
Well, and that is a very long list, very excitingly. So we, and the word repair is clear, so I'll go through that. So we're talking bikes, as we've just discussed, tools and knife sharpening, because those are places that did that in Watford are going out of business or have closed down. Clothes repairs, upholstery repairs, soft toy repairs, jewellery repairs that are on the type of jewellery that a standard jeweller would not repair. Then we've got what we're going to call our super glue gurus, who mend things with super glue and any other form of glue that need just some glue, some clamps, and might have a little bit of skill at making sure those work. We remembered a children's book on with super glue last week. Very exciting. So, yeah, no, there's quite a long list. Electricals, toasters, kettles.
Items of clothing. Do you do those?
Yes, we do. Jeans, jackets, purses, handbags. Very much so. Haberdashery is very large in our life.
Yeah, oh, I can believe. Large in many of us' life, actually. Yes. And you've said no to the mobile phones. Is there anything else that is just,
so,
no, we don't
no
need that?
No mobile phones. No chainsaws.
Love it.
No white goods. And that includes air fryers. That's really important. Most repair cafes won't do that because the insurance says no to white goods at all, but also no to petrol. Anything that has fuel going in is a definite no-no. The explosion risks are too high. It's too risky. We don't touch that. That's it.
Okay. So no like petrol lawnmowers, but you might have a go if it was an electrical lawnmower.
If it's an electric one, we would love to see you.
Okay, excellent. Well, you're quite clear about that then, and there's certainly enough within the we do repair those for us to get our teeth in. So how about these lovely people who do your fixing for you? Where do you get them from?
So we have been very lucky. So we got them in, got them, that sounds very wrong, but we brought them on board. We attracted them in three different ways. So firstly, we were very lucky. Watford Borough Council has been incredibly supportive in sending out missives across its system asking for volunteers, and so has the Mayor, Peter Taylor. So they have pushed out the messages through their channels, which obviously have a huge footprint. A number of other local organisations and green groups have also pushed out the marketing and the advertising for volunteers through their groups. We've also had adverts in the Watford Observer and a number of other local newspapers. And last but not least, we stood on Watford High Street and asked people if they were interested.
That sounds very resourceful of you. And yeah, great if you managed to recruit people like that. And what do the people who are helping you with the fixing, what do they feel that they're getting out of it? Or are they just doing it out of the kindness of their hearts?
Well, I think kindness of the heart is definitely part of it. But speaking to the repairers so far, some of it's community. It's that sort of second pillar. They are, a lot of them are retired or semi-retired, and they want more connections, more social, more, it's good for their mental well-being. But some of them have spent years doing these skills and they feel it's a shame to have them go to waste. So they want to utilise the skills they learned when in the industry ongoing. Other people are doing it still in full-time employment, but they're doing this because they believe in the ethos of repair cafes. And other people are just doing it because they want to improve their own skills. So we've got a number of people coming along that are very interested in repairing electricals and have done small electricals, but they want to work at the repair cafe because they want to learn from the other repairers how to repair different items, because it's all a community where we're going to empower each other with skills and cross-pollinate those skills across our repairers.
Yeah, that sounds like a tremendous idea and a lovely thing to do, really. And I suppose it's not just within the fixers that there's this learning ethos, but actually when we bring an item along, we're expected to join in with that learning experience as well, aren't we?
Very much so. And one of the key rules, you will stay with your item. You can't leave your item. It's yours. It's really important. It's the ethos of the repair cafe is you stay with it, not only so you can help with the repair, if that's possible. Sometimes that might not be feasible or might be dangerous, depending on what the repair is. But secondly, also it gives people an understanding of what the item is and the challenges with regard to repairing. I think it's a new respect for that item when you see the challenges and the complexity of those pieces of work. I saw a toaster taken apart last week. I was gobsmacked by the complexity of toaster. It sounds so simplistic, but it really wasn't. Then on top of that, it's a case of maybe if it's sewing or some minor electrical stuff, it's taking that home and going, I can now rewire a plug myself. I can mend my own pair of jeans next time. I've learned a skill, it's mine, and I can continue to reuse it for items going forward. So again, reducing the reliance on a new goods and increasing the amount of people that can repair their own items.
Yeah, indeed. And actually, if there's things that you can't fix, you're very much part of a whole network of repair cafes, aren't you?
Absolutely. And it's great. I know there's other repair cafes near us because we've spoken to a lot of them who fix things that we don't. So we are absolutely planning on cross-referring people to other repair cafes. If I use the example of Croxley Green Repair Cafe, for example, the organiser and ourselves have had a number of conversations, and it's very much a case of it turns up to Croxley Green and they can't fix it, or it comes a bit late in the day, or they need a replacement part. They go, it's all right, get your replacement part, or you come a bit late in the day. Don't worry, next week there's one in Watford. Go along there. Likewise, we'll be doing exactly the same, cross-referring to other repair cafes that are local, because then people can feel, oh, I've got a free time this Saturday, I need something, or Sunday, I need something repaired. Where is my nearest repair cafe? And there will be a selection to choose from.
Well, that is wonderful to hear. And actually, that's great, isn't it? Because it kind of makes it, it's nice to have those community links, I suppose, as well. And fixers perhaps helping in more than one place too, if they like to.
Well, interestingly enough, you've hit a very interesting point there. We went along to have Watford Repair Cafe group trip to the Croxley Green Cafe because a number of our repairer volunteers wanted to see how one operated. We left one of our repairers there, in fact, because he was having such a good time. He started to volunteer there as well, and he stayed for the whole session, and he helped mend their loo. So, you know, it's all in the love in the community.
Yes, that sounds marvellous. And it has to be said, if somebody goes along and wants to stay for more, that does make it sound like a lovely thing. Now, you did actually mention cake as well. You have given us an additional reason to want to come along to one of your repair cafes. Tell us about the cake.
Well, I think it's really important. There's no point advertising anything with the word cafe in it if it doesn't also involve cake. So there's tea, there's coffee, there's cake, there's biscuits. Will all be on offer. And we are really, really lucky at Watford Repair Cafe because St Mary's Church in Watford is giving us a space for free. So all contributions towards the tea and cake will be going to pay, in effect, for the rent for the repair cafe out of the generosity of St Mary's heart. So we want to make as much money from the teas and cakes as we possibly can to repay them for their generosity.
Well, I'm sure many of us will be very happy to help you with that mission. We really will be. So, Anna, that's great that St Mary's have helped you out with a venue for your repair cafe. But have you needed any other help with setting up the repair cafes?
Yeah, we have. We've been really lucky. So the reason for the need and the extra help is you need insurance. You need to buy basic goods. You need to pay for pat test training. You need to pay for a pat tester, which is quite important if we're doing electrical goods. So there's a number of things you have to buy. All of that costs money. And to do that, we were really lucky. We've reached out across Watford area and we have received a very generous donation from Watford Rotary. We have also received funding from a number of county councillors who cover Watford, as well as a number of ward councillors from across Watford. We've also received funding from Watford and Three Rivers Friends of the Earth, who gave us a jumpstart funding of £200, which is, again, across all of them, everyone's giving about £200 to £300. So a little bit's building up the basket of funding. And we currently have applications in with Veolia for a grant, with the neighbourhood grant at Watford Council, and with the co-op community grant. And we're waiting to see on those because we're estimating it's about £1,500 worth of upstart costs and then the ongoing costs for consumables.
Indeed. Well, that's good to know for anybody who is perhaps thinking of starting a repair cafe for themselves. So some repair cafes we have to book. We can't just arrive. How about with the Watford Repair Cafe?
So we are at the moment doing an open door policy. We are going to see how that works. Having spoken to a myriad of repair cafes, a lot of them start with booking and then drop it. Some of them start with booking and keep with it. Some of them start with open doors and then bring in booking. We don't know how Watford is going to play out in terms of the demographic and the people that are interested. So we're going to see what happens over the next 3 to 6 months and then go from there.
Marvellous. Excellent. Well, we wish you all the best in this new enterprise. It sounds absolutely It sounds like a wonderful thing to go along to, the absolute epitome of community spirit and sustainable at the same time. Anna, thank you so much for telling us about that today.
Pleasure. Really lovely to speak to you, Amanda. And yeah, long live repair cafes.
I was talking there to Anna Addison of Sustainable Southwest Hearts CIC. Now, the Watford Repair Cafe will run on the second Saturday of every month between 10 and 1 in St Mary's Church Annex on Church Road in Watford. And I'll pop a link to their website and to their Facebook page into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. And I'll also put there a link to the page on the Herts County Council website, which lists all of the Hertfordshire repair cafes and repair fairs so that you can find the one closest to you or perhaps the one that is on next. I'm so delighted that repair cafes have really taken off around here. They're great for the planet, they're great for communities, and a great way for local churches to raise a little money from selling tea and cake. Not just that, but I do think that fixing something is so satisfying. So do you agree? What have you been up to fixing recently? Do let me know. Via email, I'm on amanda.yourworth@mix926.com or look for Environment Matters on Mix92.6, on X and on Facebook. And I've just got time to tell you that Sustainable St Albans ask you to join them for the last of their sustainability seasons in November, then when they're going to be honouring a decade of SustVest. They're going to be hosting a special event at Oaklands College to celebrate 10 years of the St Albans Sustainability Festival, looking back at the groundbreaking initiatives it has inspired, the people behind the stories, as well as taking the opportunity to look ahead at what we can do to continue to champion sustainable practices in the future. Now, they're holding an event. There's going to be displays, workshops and talks to both reminisce with SustVest collaborators and also to regroup as a community to share ideas for generations to come. The event is free. It's on Saturday, the 15th of November between 10 and 6, and it's at the Oaklands Construction Centre. And I'll put the Eventbrite link so that you can book your place into the notes that go with the podcast of this show. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.